This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sign, turn around, make sure it says open.
Yes, we're open. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a treat, a gift each and every week to be with you here on Auto World. It's a treat for me to know that you're here with me. Definitely. You know, like they always said, two heads are better than one. I'm here for you to help you rant and rave about your world. Your auto world. Yes, you're in my world now, and that's Auto World. In order to get in touch with us here in Auto World, we have a telephone number that's been with Auto World for years, and that number is 855-660-4261. I look forward to your calls this hour, and of course, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I welcome each and every our emails. And through the week, like I say, it's been a crazy week here at the Greasy Garage. Fixing, asking, helping people with their car questions, their truck questions. Even had a very interesting question about a paint question. And that's what it's all about. I've been in the automotive industry for 45 years now and had an opportunity, like we just did, to talk and interview a lot of great people within the industry, from the mechanics, the technicians, to right down to like Paul, who we just had on with he's the flagger for and the starter that starts the Indianapolis 500. So I've had a lot of very unique guests, of course, in my life, and I'm looking for more. And because why not have the people who make the automotive auto world go around, you know? I actually have a good friend in Beverly Hills area there that I met years ago, broadcasting the concourse on Rodeo Drive. He details cars. Yes, cleans and details cars. Well, he has a whole entire staff that does it, but he details and cleans the stars' cars. And it's amazing what he has in his little man cave. That's not too little. It's in a little hidden area, actually, and you can't get to it. So he did invite me down, and we went down and took a look, and I got to meet a couple people that were stars back in the day. And but that's what it's all about. It takes all of us to make it happen. And if you've got a car question, if it's really not running right, if it's running good, and what should I do? How come I should do it? Why should I sell it? Well, should I buy a new one? Auto World. What we do here is a lot of good stuff. Trivia to recalls I share with you. Of course, special interviews. Of course, today I'm broadcasting, of course, at the Auto World Plaza. I went down the hall today in the race car studio. Why not? Because it's all about the Indianapolis 500. Got a little bit of news here also. John Cooper in his little mini. Yes, the mini John Cooper team takes 5 podium spots here this weekend, folks. And the Mini Coopers. Yeah, I love those Mini Coopers. They're fun. Hopefully you've got one. And, well, they're a little bit difficult to work on, but they're fun to drive. You know, hey, I'll work on them all day long if they're hard to work on, but if it's fun to drive, I'll work on it, man. That's what it's all about. They took 5 podium spots this weekend, the 2020 SRO TC America Series. Couple spots at Sonoma Raceway, and then, of course, Virginia. So they were in Virginia International Raceway. I better say the whole entire word there. And this raceway, there's a lot of raceways throughout the country, roundy round to stock car to the world of outlaws on dirt. And in fact, each and every one of you probably are living in a town that has a drag race. Or a local town, roundy round, I call it. They are turning left, and they have the jalopy stocks. There's a lot of racetracks, and all those, you think about that, for all those folks to own the cars, the money, the repair, what it costs them to repair them, to keep them going. They do it themselves, and they bring them to the speedway, and then we pay to get in and watch them break them. I love the Demolition Derby. It's a fun way to watch people destroy their cars. I love it. Anyway, today here on Auto World, I've got a lot of things here. The third hour, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, the current record holder. Let's just go right to it right now. And then we're going to get to that word, no reserve. Yeah, well, the current record holder, Pikes Peak International, the hill climb, you know, have you ever watched that? Have you ever seen that on TV or have you been there? Very exciting to go to the Pilot's Peak. It's got a mountain that's 14,115. The elevation, the foot of the mountain is huge, 14,000, a little over. And it's crazy how fast these guys go. They close it down and they race up it. They go up. That's right. There's been some fatal crashes. There's been very few. That's a good thing on the safety, and the cars are getting a lot safer than they ever have been, of course. But this year, believe it or not, yes, the current record holder is a Volkswagen, a VW. No, it's not that glass window bus. No, no, no. It could be. Why? Because this year, it's an electric Volkswagen. You could put an electric motor and motors in a bus and rock and roll it, but they had an electric Volkswagen. They ascended the 14,115-foot mountain this year. Whew! In 8 minutes, 10 seconds. Faster than the previous record, of course, big time. 8 minutes, 10 seconds. That's flat flying. Electric does it again. Oh, yeah. We're going to get to the word no reserve, of course. What's that mean and what is at a no reserve? Give you a chance to maybe get in there and buy this bad boy. But today was qualifying for the Indianapolis 500. And, of course, maybe you've heard that Marco Andretti, he won. He's the pole sitter, and then Scott Dixon's number two. There's 33 cars running up against the track next weekend, August 23rd, starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. And got a little bit of trivia on that race. You know, the Bricks. Why do they call it the Brickyard? Well, the Bricks is right where Paul was at, the flagger. He's up right above that. They kept a strip of bricks, okay? That's where the flagger is. And back in the day, the Bricks, well, back in 1909, the gentleman that owned the track at that time was Carl Fisher. He spent $155,000 back then. What year? 1909. $3.2 million bricks that fell right on the track. Got rid of the gravel and the tar and put the bricks down. $3.2 million worth. And like Paul said, he's got one of those. I'd love to get one of those. I don't know. You know, I might do some Googling and find out if I can find one here for my man cave, my automobilia man cave here. Well, it was 9 yards of bricks remaining and exposed to the start, right at the start and the finish line. And this is the reason why they call it the Brickyard. Can you imagine? 500 miles, there's 200 laps, 2.5 mile per lap. And you're wondering, we're talking about noise here on the second hour with Paul and how fast that Indianapolis race car goes underneath him and, you know, the noise. Well, what is the engine, first and most off? I want to get that out. Well, that noise he's talking about is quite loud. It's basically, this year is the Chevrolet and the Hondas. That's the current engines and manufacturers that are building the engines for the Indianapolis 500 race cars, Chevrolet and Honda. And what are they? A 2.2 liter V6. Twin turbocharged. I said it, V6. Didn't know that. See, a lot of people think that they might have a V8 under the hood in the back behind them. So V6 is sheer twin turbocharged, and they flat move. What do they move to? I know Scott Dixon, he did 237 miles an hour, and Marco beat him by .01. So 237.01 miles an hour. That's crazy. And here's another thing that's quite interesting is, as you're driving your family car or your truck or whatever, you have a tachometer next to the speedometer. Well, that tachometer, of course, it's got the RPMs, revolutions per minute. Well, yours is sitting there idling at, what, 1,100 revolutions per minute. Have you ever seen 6,000? Yeah, that's probably where it shows red on your tachometer there. Have you ever seen the needle go up there? You might have if you've gone over a mountain or something. You're towing your toy, your RV trailer, your jet boat or something heavy. It could get up there to 6,000 to 7,000 RPMs, but as soon as it does, it shifts up to the next gear. Well, the Indianapolis 500 cars, folks, at 237.01 miles an hour, their RPMs are 12,000. That's right, 12,000 RPM. So can you imagine the shaking that's going on in the driver's body at 12,000 RPMs? I hope they're taking some ibuprofen before the race. Of course, we don't want them to go to sleep at the wheel. Now, with that said, electronic wheel. Manual shift with a stick, not push button. It's like a video game. When we come back, I got a little Auto World car fact and more of your email here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's
too. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at.
Go on and hang up and drive.
drive, get off of that telephone.
For some reason, the antenna went down. The power antenna went down on the car. I got to get the antenna back up. For some reason, we got to get that fixed. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along here in the Auto World Plaza with me. I'm down the hall this week in the race car office, race car studio. Yes, there's a microphone in each and every one of these rooms here in the plaza. Usually I'm in the Greasy Garage studio. It's good to get away from the grease sometimes, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Welcome to Auto World. I want you to be a part of my Auto World to tell me how your Auto World's been. The number here, 855-660-4261. You can always reach me through my email, 24 hours a day. Most of the time it's 28. 17 days a week. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Good to have you along. Hey, I got that trivia question out there, and it just got answered by email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. It works. Troy from Spokane is listening to us here on Auto World at GCNLive.com. Good to have you along, Troy. Thanks for listening. He answered that trivia question. What was the trivia question? Well, Chevrolet is, of course, the engine that one of the engines, along with Honda, that's in the Indianapolis 500 this week. Next week is the real. This is the qualifying this week, and next week will be the real race. And I asked everyone out there, each and every one of you here, you've heard of Chevrolet. Well, what? That was Mr. Chevrolet, and what was his first name? Well, Troy answered Lewis Chevrolet. Troy, you're absolutely right. Lewis Chevrolet is the correct answer, and his name was Lewis Chevrolet. I have a picture of Lewis sitting in actually my car, one of my cars, a 1916 Chevrolet, and we dug deep to find it, and he's got his arm up, leaning up there with his hand on the steering wheel back in the day, 1916 Chevrolet. Good to have Troy answer that. And Troy, you're going to get a bunch of plastic hubcaps sent to you. Just got your email address. I'll go ahead and email you over. And if you could, just email me your address or wherever you'd like to have all these hubcaps that are broken. Do you want nuts or bolts in there, greasy or not? No, I got some great gifts from Keep Your Car Clean to whole bunch of other things, like keeping your brake pads from squeaking. I'm going to send you some of that good stuff out from Brake Clean. Anyway, a little bit of trivia on Lewis Chevrolet. He was born in Switzerland, December 25th, 1878. He passed away, folks, in 1941 at the age of 63. He stopped racing when younger brother, I don't know if you knew that he had a brother, but he had a younger brother. His name was Gaston. He was killed in 1920. Now, Lewis Chevrolet drove a Ford, believe it or not, and raced for Henry Ford, and won in a Ford product. And that's what started this whole thing with, hey, he says to himself and his brother, let's build our own car. I think we can beat Henry Ford. And in fact, he did. A little history for you, and let me go here now. Way back when, $2.3 billion, folks, was handed over to start Chevrolet. Yes, William Durant was Lewis Chevrolet's partner, and backed the money in 1911 to put the first Chevrolet on the road. Now, that's a good chunk of change back then. William Durant is also, he started the Cadillac for you. He had money, and he wanted to break Chevrolet away from the working person's car, and like we have today, and start a luxury car. And he's the one that started the Cadillac. And there's a lot more history there, but one thing I want to share with you, my little 1916 Chevrolet I have has got headlights on it and a horn and an electric starter. Yes, the starter, once it starts, turns into the generator. Mounted on the flywheel, and very, very interesting how they designed it, worked it, found out that, hey, we can not only start this car, but it'll turn in the generator to get those little lights out front and the horn to work. And that's called the Baby Grand, the very first year of electric option. And that cost, you ready for this? Back in 1916, if you wanted the Baby Grand model and wanted electricity, you'd buy the Baby Grand for an additional $120. Now, that doesn't tell me a thing about times having changed. Wow. Well, hey, the COVID-19, of course, we're all sitting in our own favorite race car chair right now listening to myself here at Auto World. And one thing about, I didn't share this with you, but the Indianapolis 500 actually there's not going to be anybody there except for the race car drivers and the pit crew, etc., to make it happen. But the crowd can't show up, of course, because of the COVID. Well, the Indianapolis race has been on hiatus twice in its life, and that means shut down. 1917 to 1918 due to World War One, and then 1942 to 1945, those 3 years due to World War Two, and here we are, all of us are living in history today because of the COVID in 2020. Now, I guess we're kind of lucky because it's still running, absolutely still running. We're not there. We can still watch it on TV, but we can't go, and so that's, I guess we can say we're living history here today. We want everybody safe and get, and stay healthy. That's the main key to it all. Do a little housekeeping. You can always go to Auto World Podcast on Google Auto World Podcast, and you can listen to and watch archives, and or you can go to GCNLive.com also. Click on Auto World. You'll see my show there, and you can go in and look at the archives there. And, of course, I'm on Facebook. You can reach me, see me on Facebook, and friend me if you'd like. I'm adding more and more to that. We're going to be doing an AutoWorldMedia.com website here pretty soon. I'm going to give you a gift. It's going to be a resource guide, that resource guide that you've been wanting for a long, long time. What is it? Do you have a good mechanic? Do you know how to find a good mechanic? Yes, I'm going to be giving you tips constantly about how to keep your car, your truck, everything running good. Get good gas mileage. And I'm also going to give you some brands that work. Do you have a good insurance company? How do you know they're good? Yeah, see? Start asking yourself some questions. You might. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you inside the door, behind the door of the greasy garage. Things about, I'm going to give you tips about us, the mechanics, the technicians, and why and how come we think, do, and say how we live. And when we get to that mode, and you're going to see that on the website, you're going to say, aha, see, that's what it's all about. I'm going to keep you ahead of schedule with it all. So now, with that, let's go. I think we got a little time here. But yeah, we do. Oh, yeah, let's go to the email bag again. Ah, big bag. Yeah, I love it, these emails. Oh, let's go to the email bag. Got one here. Okay, email here. It says, hi, Mark, quick question on tires. What is the best tire brand for fuel economy? I'm 50 years old and have used about 5 different brands in my life and haven't been satisfied yet. Thanks, Ryan, listening on WGVA 1240 AM, Auburn, New York. Hey, good to have you along there in New York, Auburn. Never been to Auburn, been in New York. But thanks, Ryan. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for listening. And that's a great question. Tires. We all have rubber on our cars and our trucks. And boy, there's a big thing right there. When we come back from a short break, we're going to talk not only tires, but we're going to talk about what brand of tires are on the Indianapolis 500 cars. Who's safe out there? I'm asking you that question. Hopefully you're not running on bald tires. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Good to be on the freeway. Get the windows rolled down. The air conditioner's not working. The windows are down. Air conditioning's off. You're doing 110 miles an hour, and the heat's 110 miles an hour if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. Whew, I feel for you folks. Appreciate you listening to me down there in Phoenix and Scottsdale area. Man, Boulder City, Nevada. I've got some Nevada stations on the affiliate list. Appreciate each and every one of you affiliates to be patient and hanging in there with Auto World. Of course, that Bob Long is, I've taken it over for Bobby. Asked me to. His health is not the best anymore. And he's not able to do Auto World. And I'm praying for Bob and his wife, Sharon, and little Lucy, his daughter. He's, like I said, he's asked me to. I'm very sad and very proud at the same time. Never been in this position before. And been on Auto World with Bob, known Bob since 1995, and we met at a car show and became friends, and he's had me as a guest and go-to, and I've produced and done a lot of things for Auto World. So today I'm sitting at the Auto World Plaza down the hall here in the race car studio in the cockpit. The chair here is awesome. It feels good. That's what it's all about. Get strapped in and prepare for takeoff again. I want to get back to that email that Let's see. Ryan sent in, and he's listening to us on WGVA, 1240 AM in Auburn, New York. Good to have you along, New York. I know you folks have a different weather pattern than I do out here. I'm sitting here in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. So a different. That's the thing with all of us throughout the nation listening to Auto World. I appreciate each and every one of you. And we all go through a different weather pattern. So some of you might be asking me at some time, which I don't mind at all, of what's a good wiper blade to maybe put on, because I'm up in Seattle area and it's raining all the time. Or, hey, Mark, my steering wheel's turned to jello. I'm down here in Phoenix. What do I do? How can I save my steering wheel? It's sitting outside all the time. You know, there's questions like that. You can always email me, folks, on your time, okay? Anytime and every time, especially live would be good. If you want me to read it, I will. If you don't, just tell me through the email. And that email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, let's get this. Ryan had a quick question. It says, quick question on tires. What is the best brand for fuel economy? He says he's 50 years old and he's had gone through five different brands in his life, he says, and haven't been satisfied yet with fuel economy. Good question. And that, with that said, you know, like they say, you race on Sunday, sell on Monday when it comes to racing in the Indianapolis 500. The brand they are riding on right here, right now, this weekend on qualifying, and, of course, next weekend in the Indianapolis 500 is Firestone's. Yes, Firestone, is they found that it's got the best tire for that race car, that Indy 500 car. That's the key, Ryan, is you have to tell me. I didn't get what kind of car or truck you have. You have to buy the right brand and or the right model of that brand for your vehicle. For instance, if you've got a Ford there, Ryan, lifted Ford truck, four-door diesel, you do need a tire for that. Would you want to put an all-weather touring tire on that? No. The all-weather touring tire would be for that Lexus. Yes, that luxury car. You don't want to put the all-touring tire on an SUV, period, like a Chevy Trailblazer, Ford Escape, or even that brand-new Jeep Wrangler. No. So let me answer this. If you did have a four-wheel drive Ford, Chevy, Dodge, big lifted, bad boy truck, you know, diesel or gas, I would recommend the BF Goodrich. In fact, I do sell tires, and I mount and balance tires. And the BF Goodrich all terrains do work really, really well. My customers, friends, have been relatives too, have been happy with the BF Goodriches. Now, if you want a fuel economy, you must have a four-door or two-door type of car, Ryan, because you said fuel economy. See, when you have a four-door Ford or big truck, you're not really, who cares about fuel economy? So if you've got a car, definitely want an all-season touring type tire. What am I going to say here? Michelin Defenders. Sold a ton of them, like them. I've had zero complaints, Ryan, with the Michelin Defenders when it comes down to. A lot of the customers say, not only do I get better gas mileage, Mark, on for my car, but I've had some people, some guys, put them on their two-wheel drive trucks. Yes, and I've really impressed. I've had of them, they've been putting some of those Michelin Defenders on their SUV Chevy Trailblazers too, and Envoys, and are really pleased with them. Summer, winter, four seasons. Now, with that said too, while we're talking tires, so I would go with the Michelin Defenders, Ryan, and thanks for the email, the question, an awesome question. No question is dumb or stupid. Every question is smart and actually very educated, because this is how we all learn. Two heads are better than one, for sure. So let's go to that, because we're getting ready. We're in summer now, of course. But, folks, do you have a winter tire in your garage? Do you have the winter tires on wheels already mounted that you're using for end tables, maybe in your living room, or maybe end tables on your patio? I want to applaud you, because a winter tire on winter wheels already mounted and ready to go, and you just swap them out come that month of October, maybe November, depends on your season, where you're at listening to us. Well, what's the difference? It costs money, right? No, you actually save money, because you're pulling your winter tire, pulling your all-season wheels off and parking them over in the garage and putting the winter tires on. So you're saving, you're actually going to get more miles out of the all-season tires. But real quick note and a little tip here, that'll be in our resource guide on the website. The temperature, all-season tires versus winter tires. The magic number is 45 degrees. See, you want if you're in 45 degrees and colder, you want a winter tire compound, winter tire on your vehicle. If you're 45 degrees and colder, you can go ahead and put the all-season tire on it. The colder it is, if you leave the all-seasons on there, they're going to break down like peanut brittle, literally. They get stiff, they get hard as a rock. And I, hands-on, have had examples in my hands at, yes, on behalf of Michelin and Tire Rack. I've actually, they froze them, and you go to move them, and you move the rubber, the all-season rubber, and it breaks like peanut brittle. The winter tire, frozen rubber compound, is just like putty. Oh, that's why they stick. Yes, that's why. The rubber is stickier. It's a compound that's designed for 45 degrees and colder. So anyway, I always like to give you a little bit. I've got to learn something, you know, each and every week here on Auto World. I try to learn something, and you can teach me also. Hey, did you ever put your car up on the auction block and put no reserve on it? That means that you don't care what you get for it. Really? You don't care? So you buy a car for $10,000, $50,000, $150,000, and you put it up there, and it just sells for whatever. Man, I'll never do that. It just scares the living daylights out of me. Well, here, the coming up auction, Barrett Jackson, yes, in Scottsdale, October 22nd through the 24th. They actually, it's the fall auction, and they're going to go ahead. They sent this over to me. They're going to have at no reserve, a 2018 Ford GT. It only has 850 miles on it. Now, a 2018 Ford GT, it's a beautiful looking, chisel cut looking race. Oh, it just looks awesome. Well, I missed the boat. There was one down here in 2008, in my local Ford dealership, for $105,000. Yes, back in 2008, and I looked at it, white with blue stripes, beautiful car, and I said to myself, self, do I or don't I? And I should have. Always that word should have, huh? Yeah, because those, the 2008, they're hitting a million plus now. Well, the 2018 Ford GT, you'll probably see 3 million out of it, 2.5, 2.5, 3 million out of it, no reserve. I don't know who owns it. That'd be kind of an interesting interview to say, hey, I bought this. I know they gave good money for it. No, for a fact they gave $2 million for it. And just put it up there with no reserve and let her go. Ah, I couldn't do it. Huh. Well, the word electrical is always ahead of us, going to be ahead of us, and it is ahead of us. Chevrolet unveiled this last week. Yeah, they call it the future of hot rodding, folks. Yes, when we come back, we're going to find out what Chevrolet thinks the future of hot rodding is. I think I know. It's called, gas fumes, burning rubber. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hope you got some good speakers in your car. We just probably blew them out. Oh, yeah. Old Jeff Beck. He knows how to do it. Old Jeff Beck, Roy's toy. And I tell you what, Jeff Beck's got quite a car collection. Oh, yes. I've never been able to go overseas where he lives to see it, but maybe one day we'll get him on the air here on Auto World. And you are listening to Auto World. My world. It's Auto World. How's your Auto World been? The number here, 855-660-4261. And or the email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Continuously, each and every hour of Auto World, I like to share with you the emails, of course, bring to you what other people, their problems, because like I say, two heads are better than one. And, you know, the thing is about email is that I get a ton of media emails coming in, and being a service technician, repair shop also, here at the Greasy Garage, I get service bulletins, recalls, etc. And I just, I have so much information, we could do a 22-hour show. But we won't. So, we get 3 hours to share with you some of the goodies, and I want to get back to what Chevrolet unveiled here lately, that they're calling the future of hot rodding. Yes. Well, the future of hot rodding has completely changed from the yesteryears, the 30s, the 40s cars, the 50s cars that we used to buy, you know, the hot rod parts. We'd jack them up, put the hijackers on the back, the Gabriel hijackers, get them up in the air, you know, get the big meats, the big tires underneath there, put the chrome wheels on. Completely destroy the car. You know, different steering wheels. I mean, come on. Well, then why not? If you got a love affair and you want to do it to your car, do it. Do it. Well, Chevrolet just unveiled a 1962 Chevrolet C10 pickup. Yes, they put two 60 kWh batteries in that bad boy up in the front from a Chevrolet Bolt, B-O-L-T EV. Yes, some of you might even own a Bolt, B-O-L-T. LT. Yes, they're an electric car. Well, when they did that to the 62 Chevrolet C10 pickup, what'd it do? It gave it 450 HP, that's horsepower, to the rear tires. So I'm sure that electric, it looks like just a stock, beautiful color, copper paint job on it. But folks, it looks just like an original stock 62 Chevrolet pickup with an electric motor. Now, with that said, you know, the hypercar, electric is a buzz, of course. Well, from Lotus Concept, have you ever seen a Lotus in your neighborhood driving around? They're a little bit different looking. I like them. I like all cars. I mean, I like all brands, all models, as long as they provide what I want them to provide, which is pretty much horsepower, smoke off the back tires, no leaks, gas or oil, and they go. And that's all that matters. Well, Lotus, they got a concept out. It's all a buzz. They're calling it a hypercar. 2,000 horsepower with what else but an electric motor. 2,000 horsepower. Now, where in the world are you going to put 2,000 horsepower? You folks in L.A. area there in Orange County listening right now on the 405 heading north and south, really? 2,000 horsepower. As far as I'm concerned, just point it up if you can't hit the button and make it fly. Fly over everybody that you're sitting at. They're waiting to go. Well, there is some great roads there, though, in L.A. area. Bennett Canyon Road that you can get that 2,000 horsepower to rock and roll. As long as you can use it every so often. And have you ever been in an electric car? Of course, the Tesla, they have the, what? Yeah, it's the insane button. Yeah, hopefully you folks who've got the Teslas might have experienced that insane button to get more oomph out of it, as if you really need it. But you do. See, you want a love affair for a car. That's all there is to it. What's the love affair mean? It means you enjoy getting in the cockpit, starting it up, if it's gas, electric, or diesel. Hybrid, of course. Even a Toyota Prius. If you enjoy that and you smile, that's all that matters to me, because you'll drive safe. That's all that matters. And you'll drive, well, more efficiently. And I won't be honking at you and telling you to go. Back to the word electric, though. Uh-oh. GMC also unveiled. They're slated to unveil, actually, a new 1,000 horsepower. 1,000. They can't keep up with Lotus, I guess. I don't know. Well, maybe this is the reason why. They're going to unveil a new 1,000 horsepower electric Hummer to battle, yes, their competition that they're calling it. I don't know if it's competition, but it could be. The Tesla Cybertruck. Yes. Can you imagine an electric Hummer with 1,000 horsepower? I know I have a friend that has one, and it's, yes, it's gas. And he gets, yeah, truthfully, I'm going to tell you the facts, the truth, right here, right now on radio and internet, that he gets harassed a little bit about that gas hog. And so he's actually thinking about maybe getting an electric Hummer and trading that gas one in. But I told him, I said, no, wait a minute, if it's got Hummer on it, it looks like a Hummer, you're still going to, people, all of us are going to still say you're burning. You know, your carbon print is huge. Why are you doing that to us? You know, you can't have enough catalytic converters on a gas Hummer to keep the air clean. And or he spends most of his time, yes, at the gas station. I told him last time I talked to him, why don't you just plan your vacation at the gas station? Oh. Hey, I don't want to make anybody mad. I do like the Hummers. I do. They are good. They are used for what they're used for, towing. You get a lot of room inside. You can haul your family. And they absolutely look mean. Mean. And he is happy when he gets in his cockpit and smiles. But will he be happier with an electric one? Will he like the sound that it does not make? I don't know. We should do a poll here on Auto World to find out actually how many of you listening have an electric car versus gas and or diesel. That would be kind of an interesting little survey. Huh? Yeah, let's do it. How many? Raise your hand. How many? Or call 855-660-4261. The Auto World phone number and the Auto World email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Do it, do it, do it. I want to know. Email me and let me know if you have electric, if you're happy with it. I know we have one of our charter members, Trey. He's got a Tesla, and he's really, really happy with it. He's shared that with us on the air here live before. And that's great. That's what it's all about, folks. I want to refresh everybody's memory, too. Auto World podcast is available at any one point in time. You can go to the internet, Google it, and it'll be on top, and you can tune in anytime. And do please share it with your friends. And if your show is delayed, you might call your radio station and say, hey, we'd like to have this guy, Mark Evans, live. Why not? Also, my Facebook page is there for you to reach out to me at any one point in time, a messenger with Facebook, that messenger. I do get a lot of people messaging me through the day, and I do talk and answer with to them about their car questions. See, the thing is with the car and truck that you own, you never know when they're going to break, and or you never know when you might want to buy a new vehicle. So if you are interested in buying a new vehicle, do you have, as I stated earlier in Auto World's Weeks here, doing it with Bob Long for many years, do you have a mechanic that is of choice? Like, do you have a hospital and or a doctor or a dentist? Put me, the mechanic, the technician, on that list, folks. Look for the little blue star, ASE, right in the center of the blue star, Automotive Service Excellence. And what that is that we have to take stringent tests, yes, and pass. We have to pay for those tests, so they're not free. So it costs us money to do those tests. So before we do it, and they only hold them, folks, once a year. So if you flunk it, you're done. You don't get your certificate in what you're trying to take the test for. Next week, so look for the blue ASE star. Next week, oh yeah, Indianapolis 500, but we're going to have some brothers on. J.C. Aklajainen, he's going to be with us with his brothers, and we're going to have a lot of fun. They're car owners, folks, of some of the Indianapolis 500 cars. So join us. I want to thank everybody. You just, again, said goodbye to another hour of your life. Thanks, everybody, for being here, and I want to thank everybody that helps make the show happen. General Motor George, my chief engineer, keeps me wired. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the producer. Oh yeah, the janitor, know-it-all Jay, he's a loudmouth janitor, and of course the person keeping my seat cushion warm, seat cushion Susie. My customer care expert, who cares, Willie? Yeah, Willie, yeah. My PR director, of course, Bobby Besser, watch out for him. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. We're going to find out one day if he owns a T-Bird. Anyway, Lugnut Lee, our program director, marketing manager. He keeps the wheels on the show. That's why we call him Lugnut Lee. And, of course, Audi Adam, he's out always taking care of my affiliates here of Auto World. That's what it's all about, definitely. And the thing is, you know, when it comes down to the PR director, what's his name again? Yeah, Bobby Besser. He's always trying to tell me something, what to do. That's okay. That's why we keep it good and clean. I want to tell and ask each and every one of you to drive safe, be healthy, and make sure that when you're driving, don't push the horn but only once. Thanks for being with us. Motor on, drive safe. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.